I was on Twitter Sunday while watching the NFL. I used to follow Russell Westbrook on Twitter. But once I saw what I saw on Sunday afternoon, I immediately unfollowed him. I used to have a lot of respect for Russell Westbrook, one of my favorite players in the NBA. The dude is tenacious. If he was born in the 70s and was playing in the NBA in the 90s, Russell Westbrook would have been a top five player in the league, top three player in the league. He's the ultimate throwback player. But because he can't shoot, and the NBA has become a three-point shooting league where all five guys on the court are expected to be able to make long-range shots, Russell Westbrook is not nearly as effective as he would have been 20 years ago. Even still, Russell Westbrook is the type of player that you want on your team. Hardworking, dedicated, stays out of trouble, leadership. Like I said, I had a lot of respect for Russell Westbrook. I still have a lot of respect for his game. But on Sunday afternoon, I see him send something out on Twitter, and he's wearing a damn dress. Yeah, a dress. The thing that women wear. Apparently, this is not even the first time that Russell Westbrook has worn a dress, went full-blown female. I didn't know that until I started looking into this, but Russell Westbrook has worn a dress before. He is supposedly heterosexual. He's married, has kids, which is a little bit concerning when you think about it. What is Russell Westbrook teaching his son? That it's okay for a man to walk around at New York Fashion Week wearing a dress that's acceptable? Call me old-fashioned. I don't know. Maybe I'm even getting a little bit older. But when I was growing up, dudes didn't wear dresses. Matter of fact, even today, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of gay people. I have gay friends. I hate saying it like that, but you know what I mean. None of them wear dresses. Russell Westbrook has said that he wants to become an icon in the fashion industry, which is fine. Okay, that's fine. Dude has worn some weird stuff before, but if a dude wearing a dress is something iconic, I want nothing to do with the fashion industry. Kwame Brown has become a soundbite machine. And you know what? He's become one of my favorite YouTubers. He sounded off on Russell Westbrook and his fashion choices. I generally keep the cursing to a minimum here on the channel, but I wanted to play this soundbite for you from Kwame Brown. I did not beep out the cursing because I find that to be extremely annoying when words are beeped out. We're all adults here. I don't see cursing as being a big deal. But if you are bothered by it, or if you have kids in the room, here is your warning. There is a lot of cursing in this short clip that I'm about to play for you, but I wanted you to hear what Kwame Brown had to say about Russell Westbrook. Because to be honest with you, I couldn't say it any better than he did. Roll the clip.
And I can speak about it, nigga, because when I played, I had to shut my mouth, too. There's two ways you can go, nigga. You bite the apple and wear them motherfucking dresses like Russell Westbrook or whatever the fuck his name is. I don't even want to say this nigga name no more. But this ain't this nigga first time in a dress. So I don't know why people so alarmed. This nigga been wearing dresses and weird-ass shit. But see, like I told you, LBJ said, your leaders, they'll give them to you. And just because this nigga can jump high and play basketball, not nary nigga, not no Geechee nigga, not no nigga I ever was raised up with, gonna be walking around the goddamn streets with a dress on and some motherfucking boots and get my respect and say he heterosexual. Now, if you gay, cool, my cousin gay. I don't give a fuck. I got gay girl, female cousins, male cousins. It don't matter about that. But when you say you a heterosexual male, and that's what you do, nigga, fuck you. And that's my opinion, nigga. So if you wanted my opinion on that, I think these niggas is exposing exactly what I said. These bitch-ass celebrities bite that motherfucking apple. And I never bit no apple. I just shut my mouth. That's how you gotta do it. You gotta shut your mouth or bite that apple. And there's plenty of niggas like me that's just not talking. Cause that weird ass shit they around is weird as fuck. What kind of nigga y'all, what hood y'all, these niggas supposed to be from? Nigga in high heel boots in a miniskirt. Nigga, the fuck wrong with you? Man, please. These are your leaders.
What else can I say? I talk on here every day. I don't have anything to add to that. Kwame Brown is absolutely right. He talks about the fact that he kept his mouth shut while Russell Westbrook is biting the apple. Now, I'm not 100% sure about this, okay? But here's what I think Kwame Brown's talking about. There have been whispers and rumors going around for years now about homosexuality in Hollywood and the fashion industry and what it takes for you to get ahead in the industry. Basically, the rumor is you get ahead by succumbing to sexual advances. What I think Kwame Brown is alluding to is the fact that Russell Westbrook has basically been turned out by the industry, that he's wearing dresses because that is what he's been told to do. Now, whether or not that's true, I'll let you decide. Here's what I do know. I've always thought of Russell Westbrook as being an alpha male. I don't think that anymore. There's not an alpha male that I know that walks the streets wearing a damn dress. The reaction to Russell Westbrook and his dress, it's been, I don't want to call it mixed, it's been mostly negative, but you have some people who are supportive. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out which side of the political spectrum they lean towards. Now, there are some people who thought it was funny. I didn't see anything funny about it. I don't see anything funny about Russell Westbrook wearing a dress. I find it to be deplorable. Then you have a lot of people who feel the way I do about it. I think everybody should have the choice to wear whatever they want. I'm not against Russell Westbrook dressing weird at NBA press conferences. He's been doing it for years. Or, to be honest with you, wearing what he wants. But here's the thing. Why is he wearing a dress? What message is he sending by wearing a dress? Whether he thinks so or not, Russell Westbrook wearing a dress furthers the agenda. They have been working hard to try to change what we consider to be normal. Men wearing dresses, women growing facial hair. I'm pro-choice, but you lose me when you start talking about women having abortions 9 months into their pregnancy. Defunding the police, mandated COVID vaccines, all of this is part of the agenda. All of this is changing behavior, what we consider to be normal. Let's assume for a second that Kwame Brown's right. Russell Westbrook bit the proverbial apple and was influenced by others to wear a dress at New York Fashion Week. Let's just assume that for a second. What would be the point of him doing that? Well, Russell Westbrook has been a superstar in the NBA for over a decade. He has a massive following. There are possibly millions of children who look up to him. What message does it send to those kids? That it's okay for men to wear dresses. Where does it end? Where do you draw the line? It started with making it acceptable to kneel for the national anthem. Now they want us to have two national anthems, a black national anthem, and then a national anthem for everybody else. We have social justice in every major sport in the country. You gotta draw the line somewhere. If you don't, then this never ends. I've never understood the appeal to Fashion Week in New York. To me, it's just a bunch of celebrities dressing up like kids for Halloween. Did you guys see what Naomi Osaka was wearing? Naomi Osaka is a beautiful woman, and she looked absolutely god-awful. Makeup, terrible. She was wearing something on her head that made her look like she was ready to fly into a bird's nest instead of walking the red carpet. I don't understand the weirdness of these people. Are just weird. And these are supposedly the trendsetters in America. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know anyone who dresses like this. I don't understand why wardrobe selection has become so complicated. If you're a dude, put on some pants and a long sleeve shirt. Maybe wear a suit. If you're a woman, wear a dress. Is that so hard to figure out? Anyway, you guys let me know what you think about Russell Westbrook wearing a dress to Fashion Week and Kwame Brown's reaction to it. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.